So like I say, after what I saw yesterday, I realize now, you know, most people are not happy because they don't have their mind is not right. Their belief system is messed up, jacked up. They believed culture lies. They believed denominational lies, religious lies. They believed the reason they're not happy and they can't get in a relationship and stay stable is because they're not right, you know. And if they're in one, they're miserable because they're fighting. I remember... See, I knew this. Marriage is a ministry. It's about helping each other become whole, right? And so, when you marry somebody who's way far out from wholeness, you're going to have trouble because they're not even whole. They're not happy with themselves. Because if they're not whole in themselves, they're not whole with anybody, right? And I could have found... Hold on one second. I should have been able to see it when I got married because I should have just watched the relationship with the mother. I didn't know this back then, but I know this now. If a woman and her mother's manipulating each other when you marry, she's going to try to manipulate you. If she's manipulating her dad, if she's manipulating anybody, the way somebody treats others is how they're going to treat you, period. I mean, it's just the way it is. The way I'm talking now, right now, is the way I'd be talking in the home if somebody starts doing something stupid. I mean, you know, if somebody can take it, they can make it. But most people can't take it because they're not introspective. If they call me out on something, I think about it. I've done this my whole life. If they call me out on something, I say, let me think about that. Yeah, I'm being paranoid. Yeah, I went to the extreme. Yes, I admit I was wrong. Why is that so hard? The only reason somebody can't admit they're wrong is because they got some kind of self-worship that they got to be perfect. It's a system of gaslighting you to make you think you can be perfect, and you can't. The Baptists do it. There's a lot of legalist Baptists online. They wanted to be my friend, and there was faith alone and Jesus alone. Praise God, hallelujah, come on in. We're all brothers and sisters. But then when you start talking about... doing some deeper research into etymology or whatever. Oh, you're a Carl Jung, because they're legalists. If you talk to them long enough or look at them, they have a sour face. They're trying to make the United States into a church. They're trying to turn the United States into a church full of lost people. Only about 2% are really saved, probably. Maybe 3%. But how are you going to turn a nation into a church when a nation's under law? The church is free. They look miserable. They're not happy. They're always trying to find fault in what you say, what you do, or whatever. If I'm over here listening to Alan Watts, or even if I listen to Zev Daniel, they'll attack him. They attack anybody. Look, pieces of the pie are there to bring you to wholeness, to the whole pie. Every piece of the pie is to bring you to the whole pie. Yes, you should rightly divide the word of truth. Yes, you don't need to be a part of doctrines of demons and doctrines of devil. You have to get grounded in the word first. You have to be able to know what the truth is before you can weed out the lies, because when the bankers study a dollar bill to see if it's a counterfeit, they'd study the real thing. So I spent 20 years of my life studying the real thing, really my whole life. I spent at least 20 years studying the real thing. And then I spent some time studying the fake, just to see what's out there so I can actually pull some people out of Babylon. Because most people are believing lies. And when they believe a lie, they're gaslighting themselves. And if they're gaslighting themselves, they're in fake reality. And if they're in fake reality, they can't be happy. They can't be content. So let's say somebody goes to a Baptist church and says it's faith alone, but the preacher's up there preaching legalism. You better not miss a day of church or your kids are going to get run over by a car out in the road tomorrow. That's legalism. His mercies are new every morning. The purpose of a church is to develop you, you know, whether it's a corporation, a law, a nation, is to develop you into freedom. The letter was given, the letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life. The letter was to kill you. The letter of the law was to kill your old flesh mind, your own understanding. So anytime you're under subjection to somebody who's a authority figure, it's to cut it. They're watchers. They're watching you. They know what you're dealing with. There's no new employee, just like there's no new game. If a boss has been a boss for a while, they know what kind of person you are because they've had the same people come through the through their leadership 1,000 times. There's no new employee. There's no new game. There's no new mindset. There's no new thoughts. It's all in Jesus. What's happening is you're being moved towards the mind of Christ, away from the flesh mind. It's a process. That's why it's a procession to follow after. That's why the woman has long hair. Her hair follows after. The reason a woman has long hair is because she's a follower. She follows after the man. When you see a man drinking, the woman usually drinks. If you see a man smoking, the woman usually smokes. If you see a woman cursing, the man usually curses. She follows the man. It's just the way it is. Sons of God follow God. Sons of the devil, daughters of the devil, follow the devil. What did the devil want to be? The devil wanted to be God. What did Eve want to be? Eve wanted to be God. What did Eve try to do? She tried to indoctrinate Adam into being a God. Let's eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Let's be gods. Adam knew he chose to do it. He wasn't into deception, but he chose to fall into that sin. He didn't have to, but he chose to. He went down with the shit. He really, actually in type and shadow, he had to. But it was his choice. God knew he would do it before he did it. So Jesus, by choice, came down here into this ridiculous place, but he didn't sin. So this is goes back to the original problem, like when two people get married, or you yoke up in a business, or you yoke up in any kind of anything down here. When you yoke up with somebody, a business or anything, there's a tendency to justify what the other person's doing, to say it's okay. Because you're, like, think about it, you're yoked together with another sinner. So you got to get along. So there's a tendency to say, okay, what you're doing is fine, and let it go, and it builds and it builds and turns into a cult, usually. That's why a lot of families, a lot of marriages are like cultic. They've justified their sin with each other. And if they call the other one out, the other one will say, well, look what you've done. Look what you're doing. I don't play that game. That's why it don't last long with me. Because, I mean, really, I'm not playing that game. I will not play that game. If you're doing something crazy or insane, I'm going to call you out on it. If you're in my business or my house or my rubbing shoulders with me, you know, I'm going to call you out on it because I ain't putting up with it. I'd rather be by myself and moving towards the mind of Christ instead of moving towards the mind of the devil. I'm not going to yoke up with something like that. And you shouldn't either. You should make up your mind that you're not. What are you here for? Are you here to please man? I used to think, I thought, well, why did Moses' wife says, you're a bloody man. And she left. You didn't hear from her anymore. She just left the scene. And Job's wife said, curse God and die. I was trying, and there was another situation. What was it? And I thought, why would these women, they got a husband that's faithful and loves them, and why would they say curse God and die, and say, and Moses was doing God's will, and so she said, you're a bloody man, and there was a few more. I was thinking, why do these women, when this man's serving God, and his heart's right towards God, why would these women try to pull him and accuse, why would their wives do that? The 20,000 that got swallowed up in the wilderness, God chose a leader. Why would they go against the leader? And it took a long time to see it, but it makes sense. People don't want to be held accountable by their authority. People don't want to be held accountable by their friends or their spouse or their city, state, whatever. all these court cases that came up recently, Amber Heard, Alex Jones, all that, they're being held accountable for stuff they accused other people of being guilty of. Early on, well, they didn't, Fox News or CNN didn't follow the facts. And then Alex has to get up there and admit he didn't follow the facts. He has to face himself, but he's not able to do it. Most people can't do it. And that's why marriages turn into cults. That's why businesses turn into cults. That's why you got doctrines of demons, doctrines of devils. These people are supported. They want a system that supports their insanity no matter what. And that's why there has to be changes and separations and sometimes divorces and sometimes employees move and everything. The system has to reboot every 10 years because it turns into a cult every time.